This one is this one's called Familyhood. Goes out to all of our friends. We just love a lot of people. And what did David Byrne say? Write what you know, right? So it's about all I know. It's family and friends. And a little bit of love. And a little bit of understanding too. I don't like Captain Crunch. What do you think, Taylor? Do you like Captain Crunch?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not in cereal form.
Ah, okay, like the Rice Krispie Captain Crunch treats?
Yeah, I've tried those.
Yeah. That's all
Let's
right.
Let's pick some up after this, actually.
Cool.
Familyhood.
This one is also on our picture disc from recording at Converse. If you want to record there, just submit. Everybody always asks how we did it. All you gotta do is fill out a form. They'll call you. They're very nice people. This one's called Reverend Mike. This one goes out to Joel for mixing us. Of course, Phil for hosting everybody at WMFO. It's called E. And if we all just gave a little bit more love, we'd get better. Wow, that was philosophical, wasn't it? Wasn't too hippy-dippy. So sing along at home, L-O-V-E. We'll be right back. This is our last song here. We'd like to let you know again that our new album, which is called Lunch Went Well, it'll be out on Ocelot Records, and we'll be having a release party on May 26th at O'Brien's with When Particles Collide, Power Slut, and the Knockups. So it's a good night of rock, and I think we're going to call it something like the other show in town that doesn't cost $800 to go to, because there's another show happening on that weekend, but they're not local, so we won't talk about them. This one's called Road Rash. Thank you guys very much for listening. Hi Bill and Joanne. Hello Grand River, we love you. Hi Kelly. Dennis, get away from that.
Hi Allison. Hey, Grandpa.
Conrad, you're
if you're still up.
If you're still up, booger.
Thank you to Psychic Dog. They'll be in here in a little bit. But in the meantime, here's some Cold Expectations. 91.5 WMFO.
closet door, just so I could say goodbye to all your clothes. Summer is a very long time to be out on your own. It's a freedom that you own, and no one's gonna take it, it's mine. So I'm searching for a new way. I gotta get lost, 'cause I don't wanna be found. I'm black and blue from dreams, is at the ceiling all night long, all night long, all night long. There goes the sun, there goes the sun.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. reach the top, things are back intact. You have found your way back. I went for a run, I took a side trail. I can't get lost now, 'cause I'm following the sun.
WMFO. That was Lily Black with their cover of the Cave Dogs' Leave Me Alone. They have a show coming up. Oh, where is it? I just had it and I lost it. At the Middle East Upstairs with Born Yesterday and Band of Silver, along with Contact. All right. That is this Saturday? Yes, Saturday. It's April 8th. It didn't say a name. It say a day. I've lost it.
It's all right. It's all right. It's been a long day.
I've been listening to Psychic Dog all evening.
That explains it.
Yeah. Most people get sick of it.
Not me,
I did not say sick of it. I did not say sick of it. Yeah, so now that you finished playing, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
I'll regret it later. I've been sick the last couple of days, so I probably just sweated out half of it, so I'm good with that.
All right, so nobody should hang in Studio D for the next couple of days. Not without a big can of Lysol or something.
Yeah, yeah. Some germ juice.
All right, so you have a new record coming out.
Yes.
And you're killing us by not having it with you.
Oh, I know. It's great.
Really?
It's called Suspense.
Ah.
we played most of it this evening, yeah. So if you didn't listen in, then that's your fault. Yeah. You should be supporting this show. Not just us. You should be tuning in and hearing all the good local music, not just us. So.
Or you'll have to buy the one copy.
Yes. Yeah.
There's only going to be one copy?
Yeah, and we're going to hide it.
It's going to be $3,000.
It'll be in Central Square.
It'll be in Central Square.
Yeah. It'll be like the Wu-Tang in Central Square, you know?
Where are you going to bury it? Under one of the benches or something?
Yes.
Or in the floorboards of Sonya?
Yeah, there you go.
And for that price, you can book the room.
Oh, come on. Let's be nice.
Well, until they get their liquor license.
Yeah.
So.
I'm excited to see how it pans out. I have some friends.
I haven't been there yet. Have you been there? Did you go to the little soft opening or whatever?
No. And then they had the grand opening on Friday, and we were actually doing some other promotion somewhere. So, and Kevin was on vacation with his family. So we went and saw Great News at O'Brien's,
which
is a really good show. Some friends of ours, Great News. Check them out. They wear rabbit masks, but don't judge them.
I'm not sure those are masks.
Have you ever pondered doing masks in your act?
Not on stage, no.
Not on stage?
No. I can't do it. We did it at Halloween, and I wore like a big... Yeah, we have a video coming out, too, for the new record. And there are masks in that video.
Hmm. Which tune is the video for?
In the Dark.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So, you were mentioning a bunch of shows during your performance, or at least a couple of them.
Yes.
You're releasing. All right. I've been listening to you guys too long. I can't speak now. Your release party is my birthday weekend, so
happy birthday.
When
there you go.
Yeah, well, it's at the end of May. It's like 6 weeks away.
Yeah,
it's 7 weeks away.
The clock is ticking.
So, where is that show?
It's at O'Brien's.
And with When Particles Collide, the Knock-Ups.
And Power Slut.
Yeah. So, that's going to be
some
such a good
really
show.
Good rock bands. Yeah. So we're very excited to be playing with those bands. So
yes,
some good friends, so we wanted to make it a party. And it's actually Chris, the drummer from When Particles Collide, it's his birthday that night. May 26th.
Gemini.
Yeah. And that's a Friday, so
it is a Friday,
so you get the whole weekend of regret coming to the show.
or at least the after show.
Yes, the after show. Where we carry our equipment.
What other shows you have going?
So we got May 12th at the Spotlight in Beverly with 4 Point Restraints, the Knock-Ups again, and Barnes, which is members of DCDR, Dead Cats Dead Rats, and one of their brothers, the bass player, Chris and Matt.
Are they DCDR or Dead Cats Dead Rats?
I think they're DCDR.
Because it's almost like the same thing.
Everybody knows what it stands for,
right.
But I think they're actually DCDR now. So,
okay.
But this is their new project, and they just played at the Rock and Roll Rumble on Sunday. They started
So
that was my first time seeing them, and it was really good.
Have you played the Rumble or
2 years ago? 2 years ago.
Psychic Dog that old band?
No, neither of the old bands. So, and then we got the 20th at Kodo in Salem with Bad Fogelberg.
Bad Fogelberg.
Yeah. Top Down and Buxton Cliff. And they have some of the best food there. If you like sushi they have twice cooked pork, and it is so good. Really spicy.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you have a busy month or so coming up.
Yeah, and we're hoping that we're not going to be around here too much, and we're hoping those two will get the word out a little bit more that we have the record coming out, and then
okay,
maybe have stuff after the release. We don't have anything right now after the release. So.
I mean, well, if the Knockups decide to go on tour, you can always just get in the van and play wherever they are, because that seems to be the pattern there.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm glancing over at your notes, and
well, it's mostly shows, and there's just there's friends and family, you know. So
social security numbers.
Yeah. Thanks to Ocelot Records. That's the biggest one, Steve. Ocelot Records.
Oh, yeah,
the whole
Steve,
Ocelot Records crew, all the other bands. He does a lot for us. And JT from Great News, he actually recorded the newest record. And pretty much everything we've done besides the Converse Rubber Tracks.
Yeah, you mentioned the Converse Rubber Tracks. Is that a one-time only thing, or could you do that again?
You submit.
Probably one time.
Yeah, you submit as a band, okay. You know, but there are people that go in there and do it like solo, and you can have your friends in and things like that. So I'm not sure what the whole logistic rules are on that, but it's really, all you got to do is fill out a form, send them your website or an MP3, and they get back to you.
Nice.
They don't, they're really not picking or choosing favorites or anything like that. I mean, a lot of people are like, how'd you do it? It's like, we just filled out an email. And
they have like hundreds of applicants.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
You basically just submit it. And
but yeah. you, what was it, two, three songs?
We did two.
Two.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. We just wanted to be able to go in.
Well, I know you released a single of those Rubber Tracks.
Yeah, yes.
Those were the two songs. Yeah.
See, I pay attention.
Yeah, so you could go in there and just record acoustic guitar for the time you have there, but we wanted to go and kind of come out with a close to finished product. And
what is it? Just like a 4-hour block of time? Like,
it was like 10 to...
I want to say 10 to 6.
6 or 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like that. Yeah,
not too bad.
Yeah, and I mean, they have a ton of really nice equipment there too. So we just kind of use everything that they had.
I've only driven past it, past the studio.
Yeah, no,
once.
I've driven past it a million times. So,
but so all right, I'm trying to remember everything that we needed to cover. All right, new record.
Shows. We got the shows.
Yeah. Now, what else is on your list over there?
Oh, well, it was a list of bands to play, but you guys always do a great job. So
we try.
And thanks to Out of the Blue, because they support me a lot, and they support a lot of great other artists and people. Mm-hmm. And obviously the record company, that's another great place to record, great rates. You bring your own engineer.
Awesome.
Really good staff there. They treated us really well. And then good luck to all the Rock and Roll Rumblers 2017. We get some good friends in there, and this weekend is pretty heavy.
Yeah, there. I saw the lineups.
So take your vitamins. But
yeah. Do you think it's possible to get the Rumble curse without actually going to the Rumble?
I think
because
so,
I
yeah.
Feel,
because
I feel
a lot,
like
yeah.
that's been going around
yeah.
earlier.
Well,
this
I mean,
week.
There's a couple of weird viruses going around.
Dirty toilet seats.
Dirty toilet seats, yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
But yeah,
so are you planning on attending the Rumble the next 3 days? Or?
I did on Monday, regrettably.
Oh.
Because I wasn't feeling well. No, what day was that? No, Sunday. Yeah, we played Monday, and then I was... I was in bed all Monday and all day yesterday. So, and then today's the day of rest. So, I'm not sure if I'll go tomorrow night, but I will go Friday,
excellent,
Saturday.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, I've not been to the Once Ballroom yet.
Oh, so come on.
I need to get over to the Once Ballroom.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't think I'll be able to go this week. I'm going to try and at least go for the either one night of the semis or the finals.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, You'll fall in love with the place right away. So
I bet. Yeah. Nah. So all right. One of the things I'm a big fan of is Crazy Road Stories. Now that you guys have played a bit over the last couple of years, so got any particularly crazy stories to tell me?
Kevin always puts on Grease if we have a long car ride.
Anything over 2 miles
at least once. Yeah. and he goes through. He's like, "Yeah, so this is Barry Gibb," and like, yes, he does.
No, I'm not
exaggerating.
Almost killed us once.
Oh yeah, that was pretty good.
Going like, I don't know, 80 on the
80 on the highway, getting ready to go into the tunnel, 93 north, and then like a neutral drop?
Dropped it in like second.
I'm just like,
oh my.
And we both went, and then we laughed about it for the rest of the way home.
Jeez.
Woke us up a little.
Yeah, woke us up. Yeah, we were coming, I think we were coming from New Bedford, so.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah, it was a good time.
I'm surprised the car survived. Going 80 in second gear.
I don't have that car anymore.
So who knows what the new owner's dealing with?
Oh jeez. Oh man. Nah. So thank you guys so much for coming in and playing. And I am looking forward to the new record.
Me too.
I'd spun E a bunch of times, and you know, because I was always worried about the profanities.
The new record, I don't think, has any swears on it.
What?
Zero.
Yeah.
That is very unlike you, Doug.
I know. It's a weird, I don't know if I'm getting older or what, or I'm more conscious of what I want everything to be played, you know? I don't want to have to give a list of like, oh, you can't play that one. I want it all heard.
You can save it for the one-man show, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
where it's only profanity.
Yeah,
I'll have the show?
The drum that just... says swears, you know, in time though. You know?
Oh, you mean the what the drum triggers or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, exactly. They'll all be swears.
What's stopping you from doing that at the release show?
Well, I got a good band. I don't want to ruin it.
I mean,
we don't want to get in the way of that, you know.
But then again, you know,
I'll do it with my mouth.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Having it be a nice snare sample or something.
Yeah, yeah. Or like the beginning of Making Love to a Vampire with a Monkey on My Knee, Captain Beefheart. It's like boom, 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 boom. No. Yep. No.
Okay. Right, but that's it. But you see that is implied for
most swear words.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean. If you say very metal style, maybe it would be a good snare sample. I don't know.
No.
Well, thank you guys again for coming in. I'll let you guys break your stuff down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you guys for doing what you do and keeping the local rock alive and getting bands in here. And
well, thank you for playing music around here and not hightailing it off to other parts.
We're huge in Cuba.
Yeah.
Go tour there. Don't move there. that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean,
for you, Phil.
Just don't uptail it up. La, la. Only on the air does this happen to me. I swear to God. Just don't uproot. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. And run off to, you know, Seattle or San Pedro or. You know, Los Angeles.
Or Tierra del Fuego.
There you go.
Del Boca Vista.
All right. Thank you guys so
Thanks
much
for having
for coming
us.
In, coming in and playing. And thank you for putting up with my absent brain right now.
It's all right. It's been one of those days, man.
It is one of those days. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. And thanks, Joel.
Right. All right. Here's some Fire King.
that. Sugar wanted.
91.5 WMFO. That is Big Giant with another definition of dumb. Gavage gave you 516. The I Want You gave you Trigger Warning from their brand new record. And then Fire King started all off with A Walk in the Ocean. Anthony from Fire King is out on tour with Magnetic Fields right now, doing the 50-song memoir tour. And he's having a great time. All right. That brings a close to On the Town with Mikey D. If you like what you hear, I play more of it on The Dweezil Show, Saturday nights, 7 to 9, right here on 91.5 WMFO. All right. We have, as a finale, I'm playing a Rumble Band. That is, I'm trying to remember, they are playing on Friday for Rumble Night number 5. And, yeah, I just figured I would close out the show with a Rumble Band. Let's see. I'm trying to see what the other, with Diablo Gato, No Hope, No Harm, and Biltmore. So it's going to be a great night, regardless of whether it's the Rumble. But anyway, here's a song called Radio from Stars Like Ours. See you later.